Chapter 3 Peter had seen the ads in magazines and on the net. Live forever. Modern science can prevent your body from ever wearing out. He'd thought it was a scam until he saw an article about it in Biotechnology Today. A California company apparently could make you immortal for a fee of $20 million. Peter didn't really believe it was possible, but the technology involved sounded fascinating. And now that he was 42, the realization that he and Kathy were only going to have a few more decades together was the one thing in his life that made him sad. Anyway, the California company, Life Unlimited, was putting on seminars around North America promoting their process. In due course, they came to Toronto, renting meeting space at the Royal York Hotel. It was impossible to drive in downtown Toronto anymore. Peter and Kathy took the subway to Union Station, which connected directly with the hotel. The seminar was being held in the plush Ontario Room. About 30 people seemed to be in attendance, and... "Uh-oh," said Kathy softly to Peter. Peter looked up. Colin Godoyo was approaching. He was the husband of Kathy's friend Naomi and a vice president of the Toronto Dominion Bank. A rich guy who liked to show it off. Peter was quite fond of Naomi, but had never really thought much of Colin. "Petey," said Colin, loudly enough so that every head in the room turned to look at them. He shoved a beefy hand toward Peter, who shook it. "And the gorgeous Catherine," he said, leaning in for a kiss, which Kathy reluctantly provided. "How wonderful to see the two of you." "Hi, Colin," said Peter. He jerked a thumb toward the front of the room where the presenter was setting up. "Thinking about living forever?" "It sounds fascinating, doesn't it?" said Colin. "What about you two? The happy couple can't bear the thought of till death do us part?"
"I'm intrigued by the biomedical engineering," said Peter, somewhat put off by Colin's presumption.
"Of course," said Colin, in an irritating, knowing tone. "Of course. And Kathy, want to keep those great looks of yours forever?"
Peter felt the need to defend his wife. "She has a degree in chemistry, Colin. We're both just intrigued by the science behind the process."
At that moment, the presenter spoke loudly from the front of the room. "Ladies and gentlemen..."